us worthy, make us proud. Teach us not to be too loud. We'll try and fit in with the crowd, but we are Centurions.
Everybody, welcome to the Soundtrack Review. You're listening to Charlie, Shrainy, my co-partner, and today we have Alice with us. Hello, yes. Alice.
I'm back.
How are you today?
I'm fabulous.
Are you guys ready?
So ready for this week. This is literally girl power in a nutshell.
So this week, in case you couldn't tell by the song that we just played, we shall be reviewing the soundtrack from one of the really great British films, Centurions. Absolutely amazing film, in my opinion, anyway. Came out in 2009, so it's been out a very long time now. It makes me feel quite old thinking about that now, because I remember that coming out. But absolutely awesome film. I just find it so funny. Like, I feel like it's everyone's dream as well to go to a school with no rules.
They are, like, providing their own boarding school, they all dress really well.
They dress amazing.
So it's quite, like, stereotypical. You've got, like, the goths, the emos, you know, you've got...
The posh totties.
And they all just incorporate, like, the uniform into their own.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It is amazing. Like, I just love everything about it. How, like, there's no rules. You can do what you want. You can dress how you want. It's just, it's everything that I'd love, basically.
Yeah, we tried to do that at my school, but it just ended up with people just, like, splattering paint on their blazers. That was it.
So, the film revolves around the protagonist, Annabelle, who is basically dumped at St. Trinian's by her dad, played by Rupert Evatt, who also plays the principal of St. Trinian's. I think we have got to hand it to Rupert Evatt. You really believe he is a woman.
Oh, definitely.
It is very, very impressive.
But anyway, Annabelle is dumped at St. Trinian's and is not best pleased about it, coming from a very prestigious and very eloquent school, to say the least. And St. Trinian's is not that.
And she's also very well-mannered. Being thrown into a girl's school like that, it's not really for her.
Yeah.
Not about that life.
So the whole film kind of revolves around Annabelle, like, adjusting to the life of St. Trinian's, really. And she comes at a rather interesting time for St. Trinian's, because just as she arrives, some rather large news hits them, which is not the best thing in the world. Basically, for a school that does absolutely nothing and spends extortionate amounts on unnecessary things for school curriculums, I suppose, basically, the school is bust, and the school is going to be closed down.
Yeah, it's going to be closed down
unless they somehow earn some sort of money. So obviously, when you're told that a school's going to be closed down, you are going to be happy because you think, oh my God, this means I don't have to go into school anymore. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
It's not quite the same. And like, it sounds amazing, I don't have to go to school anymore now, but they basically don't really go to school anyway.
No.
And they realise St. Trinian's is our home, and they're all hit by this news, and they're not best pleased about it, so they start formulating plans as to how to save the school. This is a song called Uh-Oh, We're in Trouble. This is actually sang by the cast, so quite impressive for this soundtrack, really.
The
it's actually sang
so
by the cast of St. Trinian's,
yeah.
But this is in the background, as the head girl breaks the news, St. Trinian's is closing down. Have a listen, guys.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Something's come along.
We've been out all night and we haven't been home.
Trinians is in trouble, everyone.
Yeah,
puns.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that song?
It's amazing.
It is a good song. It is a good song. And I can, like, it just suits the vibe so well when they hear about the beloved school closing down. It really does.
It's very much like a, oh no, yeah, we actually kind of are in trouble, but, like, oh well.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, like.
So basically, as the story follows, St. Trinian's is closing down, and the man behind it is none other than the wonderful Colin Firth.
Oh,
who plays the education minister, Jeffrey Thwaites, in this film.
I feel like it's he could be you.
He
like
could be
the
me.
Last half of your last name.
Oh, I suppose so. I suppose so.
Oh my
so.
God, are you related?
Yeah, Charlie's Maybe. Last name is Copperthwaite for everyone. You
That's
don't
not
know.
Even close.
What I would give to be
Thwaites?
Be
nah.
related to the wonderful Colin Firth. So basically, the story continues and the education minister, Jeffrey Thwaites, uses a hockey match that St. Trinian's and Annabelle's old school engage in to basically snoop around St. Trinian's and find evidence to close them all down, basically. Because all he really needs is some hard evidence, and then he can say, right, you're closing down, this is it. Upon arriving to St. Trinian's, he sees Camilla Fritton, the principal, and you never really know what the story was between them, but they obviously...
It was love. Pure love.
That's what it is. They obviously had some kind of a history together.
Undeniable.
I think they just had a massive, like, sexual attraction.
Yeah,
sexual tension between the two.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, yeah. Shrainy. But as he approaches St. Trinian's, you can hear none other than one of the most romantic songs ever written, Love is a Many Splendor Thing by the Four Aces playing. Just imagine yourself walking up to Colin Firth listening to this.
Is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. And the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my.
Can you imagine approaching Colin Firth to that song?
I have.
Alice was doing some very, very good impressions of the Four Aces.
I mean,
then.
I could definitely see you on, like, performing on the opera, Alice.
I mean,
like, I
have many talents, and that's one of them. I am a keen operatic singer.
You're an opera fan, aren't you, Shrini?
I love pretending that I can sing in the operatic.
Yeah, I feel like pretend is the operative word there.
Yeah. Haha, operative.
I'm definitely not for the opera at all.
But anyway, the Love is a Many Splendid Thing. It's such, like, a cute time to throw in that song.
It is. It really is. I feel like all the songs in this soundtrack really sum up what's going on in the film at the time.
So.
But we're at my favourite point in the film now, because it's the hockey match that's my favourite scene in the whole film. I just love the hockey match. I think it's absolutely hilarious.
She, like, nails the ball to her hockey stick.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're, like, sharpening their,
they
like, hockey sticks.
They literally use every single tiny little cheat in the book to win.
So
and the thing
good.
Is, they can pull it off.
They can.
They basically just use every, like, non-legit method to win hockey.
It's just so cheeky and it's so great.
But in the background can be heard a really good song by the Noisettes, Don't Give Up. Very good tune. Have a listen to this.
Sometimes I want to cut you down, get to scratch that itch, cause the time is now. I tell you that you gotta have a heart of steel. If you want to give up, can you afford to feel? Run the system wrong, gotta tear it down. Let it fall to the seabed like a rusty crown. Through the stars, love the moonbeams glare. Shackles on your feet, gotta disappear.
St. Trinians can win and can win all this money and save their school.
They do win the hockey match as well.
They do.
So what would you guys do if you heard your school's closing down and you need money? What would you do?
A cake sale.
I was just about to say get in donuts, because everyone, like, we at my school, we used to always have like Krispy Kreme donut sales.
Yes, we had those outside the art block. Mm-hmm. And everyone would like flock.
And literally all the year sevens and eights, yeah, would run and like just try and get them. We, because we were in sixth form, so we could just be like, okay, can you reserve us this many, we'll give you the money.
Yeah,
and it was great, didn't have to queue up, but definitely like go down the food route.
Yeah,
because everyone wants food.
Cakes.
And it's innocent as well. Nothing harmful about, yep, doing
smoothies.
A cake sale.
Innocent smoothies.
But it just wouldn't suit the mood of St. Trinians, would it?
No.
If they put on a bake sale, would they? So obviously, they embark on a much more like exotic route and decide to steal one of the most famous paintings in the world, The Girl with the Pearl Earring, from the National Gallery in
Very
London.
Very classy choice, though. And they are quite classy girls in that respect. So
you've got to hand it to them. And also, like, I mean, people always say think big, dream big.
Dream, yeah, big.
Do big things. So that's a pretty, yeah, pretty big quest to go on. But I'm not sure I'd be prepared to do that.
It's not really my scene.
I don't think I'd want
stealing
to be caught.
Stealing things, Alice.
No, especially big paintings. I feel like that's just taking it too far. Maybe a penny suite.
If anyone can do it, though, it would be the girls of St. Trinians.
Yeah.
So true.
Anyway, continuing with this absolutely incredible soundtrack. It's just good tune after good tune after good tune. Like, by, like, some really good, like, female singers as well. I feel like it goes with the kind of theme of, like,
girl
school, girl power, we can do everything kind of thing. I like it. So this is Teenage Kicks. Have a listen to this. Many a cover to this.
She was mine, he looked so good. I wanna hold.
guys think of that tune?
Well, we were saying earlier, I like the song Teenage Kicks, but I'm not sure if Remy Nicole's version is the most powerful one there.
Yeah, some people hit it way better.
Yeah, it is a song that's been covered so many times. I feel like this version. No, it is not.
Oh.
But I feel like this version of it is definitely like suiting to Cintrinians.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you like that?
Alice was actually just pointing out a very, very good quote that we can't actually say because the word's not very appropriate. But at some point in the film, Annabelle actually comments that Cintrinians is like Hogwarts for, I'm going to put it as the non-elite. She says a different word to that, but I'm not sure it's appropriate to say on radio.
So basically, if we're giving you like a clue, imagine that Annabelle is this very classy girl, someone that's very, very posh. I'd want to say the word for the unposh, but I think she says something way
for the
way
commoners
worse.
Kind of thing.
Commoners. Yeah.
That's the one.
Them lot.
So girls of Cintrinians start embarking on stealing a painting. They go to the National Gallery, which is absolutely, I can imagine it's very difficult to steal a painting, to say the least. So what do? You put on some music and you dance along to that whilst you're stealing a painting.
Whilst the people are competing in the challenge, in the TV thing.
In the school challenge. So a little unorthodox, but that's Cintrinians for you. This is If I Can't Dance by Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
It's fabulous.
Can you imagine stealing a painting to that song?
I could do anything to this song. I rule the world.
Alice is a very big fan of this song.
Of Sophie Ellis-Bextor in general, I feel. She is queen.
She does have a pretty good voice.
And her face. It's beautiful.
Sadly, we're coming to the end of our show already.
Like, no.
Half an hour is not long enough to get in a full soundtrack, but I'm fairly confident that Cintrinians is a film that everybody knows, has seen and loves. And if you haven't,
then go watch it.
Shame on you. What have you been doing all your life? There's even a sequel.
Yeah, what is this?
Like,
stop.
It's one of the greatest films ever for guys and girls. It's just awesome. It's funny. It's cool. Like, you can get awesome fashion tips. And, like,
that's very true.
If you want to join in a stereotype clique, you can establish.
Find your way.
You can find which one you belong in most. Talking of which, actually, we're going to leave you on the song Three Spoons of Sugar by Sugar Babes, which Ooh. Plays whilst basically Annabelle is becoming really a Cintrinian and is receiving a very, very cool makeover,
her
which
hair
I really want.
It's amazing.
This scene
afterwards.
Is my favourite in the whole film. So, guys,
this
if you haven't watched it, just watch the film for this one scene and the song accompanying it.
If you enjoyed the show, tweet us in at ThisIsLSR. We'd love to know if you enjoyed it and if you like Cintrinians and the soundtrack. And also, we'll see you next week, same time, same place, 2 p.m., for another film and another great soundtrack. We'll see you next week, guys. Thank you for
Bye.
Listening.
Bye.